You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Oh, yeah. Welcome. Welcome to Blind and Beyond. And I mean beyond. This is your host, Michael. And this is live from Orlando, Florida. In the studio today, to my right, my co-host, I'm looking for the words to say today, other than beautiful and smart, my wife, Lynn Golder.
Oh, thank you, Michael, for that great introduction.
Patient.
Yes, this is Blind and Beyond. We're so beyond, it's beyond thinking about, right,
and
Sheila?
To my other side, to my left, we have the vivacious.
Oh, Lord.
The smart one who fixed my watch today.
The genius.
I'm telling you. Her name, well, let's put it this way. Her name is Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody.
Sheila Young.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you, Lynn, and thank you, Chris. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show on March 11th. It's hard to believe March is almost half over.
And behind the scenes, behind the glass, we have...
He's bouncing that.
We have what? What do we have back there?
We have a bouncer.
We have a bouncer. Mr. Chris Shaw, behind the scenes.
That's right. I'll take any and everybody out for you. Just let me know.
Love it.
I'll hire you anytime.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, what can I say, folks? Welcome aboard. Don't forget, this is, if you're tuning in for the first time and say, what is this? What is this show? What is this all about?
Who are these people?
Well,
what are they doing?
This is, we call it the bridge. You're listening to the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. So if we'd like to listen to our show, maybe you'll even call in. You can call in for trivia. You can call in and say hello. We'd love to hear from you. Wherever you are, please call us and tell us you're even listening. The phone number to call in is 407. That's the area code, 407-894-1680. I'm going to say that again. 407-894-1680. I got some news to tell you, folks, before we begin today. Big news. That's right, big news. Are you ready? April the 1st, Sunday, April the 1st, 2018. We're opening up in the Midwest live on the radio. That's right. We got a 50,000 watt radio station, one of the biggest radio stations in the Midwest. That's right. And then we've got, that's on AM. And then we got an FM radio station, 104.5. And we're going to Kansas, part of Kansas, Wichita. Be going to
all of Missouri, part of Oklahoma, and part of Arkansas.
You didn't tell the station numbers for the AM.
I did. 1010.
Did you say 1010?
I thought I did.
Oh, maybe
no,
you
did. I didn't. Well, 1010. It's on the AM dial, 1010. 50,000 watts. That's one of the biggest radio stations in the Midwest. Actually, 50,000 watts is pretty much. Hey, Chris.
That's
is there
most,
such a thing as 100,000 watts? Is 50,000 the biggest you get?
The biggest you get on AM.
As big as that. Well, okay. So 50,000 watts, that's the biggest one you get. And that's on the AM dial. And then we're on the FM dial, 104.5. So you can listen live. And then the end of the month, April 29th, we go to Texas, Dallas, Texas, on 620 on the AM. And FM I haven't heard yet. So we're going to have a couple stations in Texas and a couple stations in the Midwest. So we'll be on Texas, Missouri, part of Kansas, part of Oklahoma, and part of Arkansas. So I'm sure we'll have a lot of new listeners calling in and talking to us
about what's happening
in there. Pretty exciting. Sheila Young?
Yes, sir.
I know what you're going to say. What do you have to say?
I was going to say, my words out of my mouth.
Actually, so, I haven't said that in a long time.
What are you saying? What are you saying,
Sheila? I have some shout-outs, if
All right.
I could.
Good, good, good.
Miss Maddie's birthday is this week.
Oh,
so
birthday,
I'd like
Maddie.
To wish Miss Maddie a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
And a healthy one, too.
And my sister's birthday is Friday, so I'd like to wish my sister a happy birthday.
Is that Patty?
That is Patty.
Oh,
happy
birthday,
the only sister
Patty.
I have. So
happy birthday, Patty, from Blind and Beyond.
And I'd like to also announce the fact that on the 21st of March, a week from Wednesday, the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind holds its Dine and Donate. Miss Osla will be performing from 5 to 8. Mr. Dave might come. I'm not sure. I don't know that that's been confirmed. And that's at the Tijuana Flats at 7608 University Boulevard in Winter Park. If they want any other information, they can get in touch with you, Lynn, and they can get in touch with me, but 5 to 8 next Wednesday, the 21st. And I'll get Lynn the information, and hopefully she'll put it on the website
Absolutely.
For us.
And listen, folks, if you have any PSAs, if in your area you're having something, just write to me. Write to us and we'll let us know. You write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
I'd like to tell a little bit, before we go to the first break, Michael, I'd like to tell everybody a little bit about what we're doing today during the 2 hours. And the first hour, Sheila will be actually do most of the talking. She's going to interview our first guest. And I'd like you to think about this word, horticulture. How many of you know what horticulture means? Chris, do you know?
Horticulture?
Yeah. It's okay. Don't be embarrassed if you don't.
No, I'm...
Okay, good. That's fine. Okay, horticulture, it's just the cultivation of plants. It's gardening.
Really?
That's all it is.
Why they just say gardening? That's
because
my
it's horticulture.
It's not fancy enough.
It's not fancy enough. And our first guest, I'm going to let Sheila introduce
We just can't
him.
Say green thumb?
Yeah, you can say that too. This our first segment will be all about horticulture, and Sheila will have the pleasure of interviewing
and
that.
Sheila does not have a green thumb. So.
Okay.
And I'd have to hire Chris.
I actually would like to read you a little poem about horticulture before we go to our first break, if I can find it. Here it is.
See, we can't have one in our backyard. Do you
oh,
know why,
I want
Sheila?
One so much. Well, our neighbor just planted a garden,
you know
so
what?
The bears will be
big
in his yard.
Around our house. You know why we can't have one?
No, sir.
Because we have bears in our area.
Oh.
Because I wanted to plant a mango tree, you know, or tomato plants, but we're afraid to.
Mike, it shouldn't have been a problem. You could have been converted at an early age then, since you got bears. You could have became a bear fan.
There you go.
Linda won't let me go outside now after dark. She's
Michael,
I might
you lost it. You
just,
lost it, Michael.
I went over my head.
The Chicago Bears.
I just want to tell.
Okay. Now I got it.
Michael, I just want to tell everybody that the second hour, we're going to have another special guest, and that her name is Cheryl Spencer, and her guide horse, Confetti. That's right, her guide horse, not her guide dog. Confetti is calling in, so we're looking forward to that during the second hour. But I'd like to read this quick poem about horticulture, because I think our guest caller is already calling in, and we're going to break. But it's called March, Let's Go. On my knees, cosseted by blue jeans, I tender the soil with magic beans. March lets go of the winter's lean, clearing snow, dusting of royal green. Oh, the earth is suddenly spring clean, though stressed with Adam's gene. My multicolor flowers whisper as I lean, and I listen to their Shakespearean scene. The lovely oaks hold each birdie while mother preens, through storms might seize the branches as they wean. The story told, mankind sees as rather mean, but God's providence spurs on the flight of king and queen. The ancient secrets of horticulture to glean, a lovely morning walk with dewdrop sheen, spring choir of serendipitous joy so keen, rejoice, all life has sprung after a long winter's lean.
So, I like that.
Very nice.
Very nice.
I have to tell a story right now.
I think we're going to break, Mr. Golder. Sorry.
You can tell your story on the other side.
Oh, and our guest is on.
Well, I guess I'll tell it after the break.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it'll be after the guest.
After the guest. Okay. Take care. See you on the other side of the break.
Take care.
Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
We're back. That's right, we are back. Back from where? Back from the break. This your host, Michael. That's right. Believe it or not, it's him. That's right. By the way, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm turning it right now over to Miss Sheila Young. Miss Sheila Young?
Yes, sir.
You're on.
Thank you, sir. Is Chris on?
He is. I see his name on the monitor.
Yeah, I've been here. I never left.
Not you. Oh. The other Chris.
The other Chris.
The second Chris.
It says Chris from Longwood, yeah.
Chris, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
Hi, Chris. I want to introduce everyone to Chris Sacca.
Hello, and Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, everybody.
How are you doing?
Very well. I'm here.
I'm good. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on tonight.
Of course.
We're going to start by asking, tell us about your eye condition, if you would.
Sure. Well, I was born with childhood glaucoma. So I was never able to see very well. I was actually born legally blind. I had decent vision, but not a lot of usable vision.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was around 29, I got a secondary eye condition called cone rod dystrophy, which is basically an RP spinoff type of disease. And that eye condition is what took most of my vision.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, because I'm plugging along, and with Lighthouse and with the help of others, making it work.
And you're married. You have how many children?
Yes, sir. Happily married. Yes, ma'am. Happily married, and I have four kids.
Four kids?
Yep.
Well, you've been busy.
Yes, sir.
And when I met you, you were working over in Daytona.
I was. When you met me, I was working at the Division of Blind Services Rehab Center at Daytona Beach.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been with Lighthouse now?
I've been with Lighthouse for 6 years now.
And what do you do there?
I am a vision rehabilitation specialist. My job at Lighthouse is to work with blind adults, teaching them independent living skills.
And what else?
Well, independent living skills are all of the things that we do every day, but we don't think about. We get up in the morning, we pick out our clothes, we prepare something for breakfast, we start our day. All of these things, when somebody loses their vision, these are things that can be very difficult at first.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody loses their vision, a lot of these day-to-day activities can seem very overwhelming, but with the help of this training, we help people to get their life back and get back on track and resume doing the things that they used to do before their vision loss.
Now, where did you go to school? In high school? Did you go regular high school?
Yes, I did. I went to Lake Mary High School.
Oh, okay. So you're a Floridian.
I am a Floridian, yes.
Full-blooded, huh?
Absolutely.
I have to ask a question. Is your wife sighted?
She is.
Well, I have a question for you, because my wife is sighted. Now, I was taught from my, let's say, skills, it's all about memory. Is that right? Where you put something, you're supposed to put it back the same spot?
Yes.
Does your wife put everything back for you at the same spot?
Yes.
Because my wife doesn't. And then she blames me because I can't find it.
Oh, you're talking about the refrigerator.
Well, I'm talking about a lot of things. You don't just put things back to the same
this
spot.
Sounds like you guys need counseling. Anyway, all right, so you went to Lake Mary High School, so you graduated regular diploma with a regular high school with sighted students.
Yes, and I'm actually really glad that I got the opportunity to go to school in a regular high school. I really appreciate my parents for being an advocate for me, to sending me to regular high school, because back at that time, it was recommended that I either go to Florida School for the Deaf and Blind or receive special help from another location, but because my parents advocated for me, I stayed in a regular school and was mainstreamed. And for that, I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Because it is different.
It is different.
Yeah, I also went to a regular high school, and it is totally different.
Sheila and Chris, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
A first-time caller from Orlando. I think he has a question for you, Chris. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So I'm interrupting to find out. His name is Tom, and he's calling in from Orlando. Hi, Tom. Welcome.
Well, hi. How is everybody?
We are good. How are you, sir?
Doing just fine.
How can we help you?
Well, I have a question for that awesome Chris that I saw Friday. I think I know this guy. I think you do.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, we potted some plants at his wonderful workshop at Lighthouse, and he gave me a starting of a ficus tree, and I just want to know if it's okay to keep it on the screen porch.
It is very okay.
Okay, because I can't plant it in the yard, because we're not allowed to do that, but I just want to keep it inside.
Porch is perfect.
Okay.
And that'll be our next, after we're done talking about personal stuff, we're going to go into that, Tom, so please keep listening.
Stay tuned.
And I just want to say, Chris is awesome.
He is awesome. You're absolutely right.
And everybody should go and take his classes.
Well, thank you, Tom, very much.
Tom, thank you.
You know who I am.
Absolutely.
I think I might know who he is, but I'm not sure. So
yeah.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling
in. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
And keep listening.
I will.
Good. Okay.
So anyway, so Chris, when you got out of high school and you went to college, where did you attend college?
So when I got out of high school, I went to the University of Florida, and I studied agriculture.
Okay.
Because that was something that I have loved to do. I've loved it since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got out of high school, I knew right away what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. And is that what your degree is in?
I'm sorry, Sheila?
Is that what your degree is in?
Yes, that is what so I received a degree from the University of Florida in horticulture science.
Mm-hmm.
And after I graduated, I actually went to work for Disney World for a while.
Planting plants or?
Planting, and I learned how to make Mickey bushes and
wow.
all of those interesting things that you see in the park.
Aww.
So at this time, was this time you were blind at this time?
So when I worked at Disney, I was legally blind, but I had much better vision than I have now.
Mm-hmm. So you were low vision.
I was low vision.
Yeah. Or maybe you would have been classified as a high partial at that time?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so how did that form your future? I mean, how long were you there?
So I was there for a couple of years. And actually that's where I met my wife, Jen.
Oh, okay.
At Disney. And then I worked there for a few years, and then that job paved way to another job working for the state of North Carolina. And that job, my job there was actually taking care of historic trees that were owned by the state.
Wow.
That's
exciting.
That. That's interesting. Yeah.
And that was for me, a really fun job.
Chris,
yes.
Is it true that you could tell the age of a tree by the circumference of its trunk?
You can get a very good estimate that way, yes.
Right. Something about if you slice it, if you had to cut it, then you see how many rings or something inside, and it tells you.
That's 100% true.
Yeah, that's nice.
But if you don't cut it, you can estimate pretty close.
Yeah, I've always been fascinated with the older trees.
And that was my job, and that's what made my that was something that I really loved was taking care of trees that were hundreds of years old.
We have another caller, I think, wants to ask you a question. We have Gary calling in from Winter Park, Florida. Hello, Gary.
Hello, guys. And yes, you're right, Sheila, that was Tom, the one I've been talking to on the show about going to Lighthouse so quick and getting help.
Good.
Did you have a question for Chris?
Well, I had some for Chris that I used to be a landscaper back in my days. And I did a lot of installation of plants in the grass, the grade, and then everything else. And then I could do that with low vision very well in the daytime. But when it come dusk with RP, I couldn't see. So I sat on a tailgate, passed the beer on out. Well, business got slow, and then I went on into tree installation, and I transplanted the...
What was your question?
Biggest tree I transplanted was a 42-foot oak. Went for $5,000. Five of them in 1 year. The guy was rich. But I want to talk to you a little bit about... Michael's going to be impressed with this word, propagating. You know that word?
I do.
Okay, what I say about propagating is when I had... The vision was getting low. I was staying at the greenhouse all day while the guys went out, and I'd propagate, make a few plants. That means I would take bush cuttings off any kind of bush, azalea bushes or whatever, and take the thinnest part of the limbs off and cut it down into a little stick. I'd leave three little prongs on it, and I'd take the thumb and I'd scratch it a little bit all around on the bottom to let the roots come out, and I'd stick it in Hormidine, root enhancer, put in the plugs of 72 trays, and then let that water out and grow for about 11 weeks, and pull that out, take three of them, and break the roots all apart, put them together, put them in a one-gallon bucket, let them grow for another 11, 12 weeks, and then I pull it out and put it into a three-gallon bucket, another 11, 12 weeks, and you had a three-gallon bucket ready for sale.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thanks for sharing that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
All righty.
So anyway, so after you worked with the historical trees in North Carolina, what did you do then?
This is where my life took a very interesting turn, because when I worked for the state of North Carolina, I was in my groove. I had the type of job where I would leave on Friday and I would think about what was going to happen on Monday. Mm-hmm. I had a job that I truly, truly loved. Well, when I was 29, I got a secondary eye condition that took more of my vision and made it unsafe for me to stay in that particular trade. Mm-hmm. Because of safety, because of the heavy equipment and the machinery that I was involved with, it wasn't something that I could stay doing with my situation the way it was.
Right.
So I had to leave. And I came back to Florida to regroup, because my family's here, and I thought it would be a good place to come back and figure stuff out. Mm-hmm. And at first, when I got back, I really didn't know what I was going to do with myself. So I thought that I might teach school, because so much of my background is in science, that I was just about qualified to teach middle school science with a little bit of help from UCF. So I thought that would be a good path to get my life back and start back at working again and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I didn't expect was I was able to do what I needed to do to interview with schools for a middle school teaching position. But at that time, there was a lot of apprehension with schools wanting to hire me, because I didn't have very much usable vision at all.
Right, right.
So I got lots of interviews, but it would usually be with the school saying, we're real sorry, but we don't think this is going to work out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was feeling pretty low. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. So I connected with the Division of Blind Services, which is a terrific organization. Those folks out there that are unfamiliar with the Division of Blind Services, they're a state agency that help blind and visually impaired folks get their life back.
Right.
Via training and employment and things like that.
Right.
Well, I got connected with them. Started to work with them because I really wasn't sure what I was going to do, mm-hmm. what my next move was going to be.
And how long did you work for DBS?
Well, I worked for DBS for 5 years. And the Division of Blind Services was the organization that really helped me get back on track when I couldn't get hired through the school system. They helped me find a job as a child advocate. And at the time, I didn't even know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Nor did I know if I was going to be good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But the type of work that job was to work with parents of blind children, helping them get connected with resources through the state that would help their son or daughter.
Mm-hmm. And on that level, Chris came to our school. For those of you that don't know, I work at Princeton, and he came to our school after we rebuilt Princeton and helped us put our garden together.
Wow. Sheila, we're going to go to break
okay.
now. And Chris,
hang on.
We come
okay.
back. Chris, we'd like you to tell us all about
the
horticulture.
Workshop. Yep.
All right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Stay tuned for Blind
and
Beyond.
Okay.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. Don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the infant and toddler development specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, it's 407-894-1680. Before we go to Chris, I got to mention one thing very important. See, when you listen to Chris,
yes.
The famous Plan B.
Mm-hmm. And
when
C.
When we're talking to Chris, he was talking about something, and then something happens, so he had to go to Plan B. So, bottom line is, he might even have to go to C, plan C. But this is what we're always talking about on the show. Have a plan B ready.
So, Chris, let's continue talking about your horticulture. So, like I started to say, you helped us get our garden together at Princeton, and we really appreciated that. And now, apparently, you had a garden workshop Friday at Lighthouse, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to attend, but I was working. So tell us how it was, what you did, how many people came, and what all took place.
So this is something that's really exciting to me because it allows me to get back into the things that I really feel passionate about, which is horticulture. So at Lighthouse, we decided to try something a little new and offer a workshop to our students, an introduction to gardening workshop. And we weren't sure how it was going to go, but it turned out really good.
How many
came?
We
had a lot of attendees, and the goal of the workshop was to demonstrate to our blind and visually impaired students that if gardening is something that was interesting to you when you had vision, it can still be interesting to you after you lose your vision. A lot of folks really feel like once you lose your vision, gardening might be something that, well, I used to enjoy that, but I can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to have a workshop to explain that that's really not the case. You can still engage in that if that's something that you like. One of the things in the workshop that was really important to me that I wanted to include was that even if you can't see anything anymore, you can still enjoy a garden because if you choose the right plants, they can appeal to your sense of smell, your sense of touch, and your sense of taste. And this is something that, you know, most people, when you walk through a garden, most people look around to enjoy the garden. People were visual creatures, so human nature, when most of us out there can see. So we walk around and we look at everything. But for those of us that can't see to walk through a garden and look around, we can still appreciate that garden if we use our other senses, namely our sense of smell and our sense of touch and our sense of taste. So during the workshop, I wanted to talk about choosing plants that really appeal to these other senses. And with a little bit of practice, you can put a garden together that's just as much fun to explore without vision as somebody exploring a garden that you see and looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Because the different plants that you encounter have different fragrances and different textures that are fun to touch and unique tastes.
So what were some of the things that you demonstrated at the workshop?
Well, I chose some plants that had familiar smells. For instance, there's a plant called yellow anise. It's where licorice comes from, and when you touch it, it starts to smell like licorice.
Really?
Oh, I need that plant.
And it's just really interesting for somebody to experience that. Or there's a lot of plants that are in the cherry family that if you begin to handle their leaves, you'll begin to smell the smell of cherries.
Wow.
And things like that that are just interesting to explore as you move through the garden and you're not sure what's next. As you begin to touch various things, a lot of, depending on the plants you choose, different smells are released into the air as you handle their leaves. And I just thought that was something that is really exciting for people that might feel like, well, you know what, I can't explore anymore because I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of drives that point home that, well, yes, you still can. You just have to choose the right plants. And that's mm-hmm. what I wanted to introduce to the folks that attended.
And will this workshop continue?
I believe it will.
it was, you know, like I said, I wasn't sure how it was going to go because this was unfamiliar territory. But there was a lot of people there, and everybody seemed to be really happy. So I'm hoping that this is the beginning of a lot more interesting workshops to come.
And what will you do it, once a month, or?
I'm hope they'll let me do it as much as possible.
So is there a garden at Lighthouse? I've never seen one. It must be in the back.
It's out to the side of the kitchen, isn't it?
Yes. There's a small garden there, but I'm hoping that I can advance on that a bit.
Mm-hmm. Chris, I have a question. Would you consider the gardenia plant a difficult plant to work with?
I think the gardenia plant is excellent.
I love gardenia.
Me too.
It has such a nice... such a nice fragrance of flower. And there's a lot of plants out there that we can choose that offer similar fragrances and things like that.
The gardenias are tricky, though. They don't to grow them, don't you think?
They can be tricky, but here again with these workshops, I'm really hoping to help people cultivate and grow the things that they love.
Well, I have a gardenia bush that was given to me, it's probably been a year and a half ago, and I haven't been able to get a bud on it yet.
That's what I mean. That's
so, of course, I could kill an artificial plant, so I do not have a green thumb.
I'm hoping to change that.
What, Chris? I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry, Chris, what?
Oh, no, it's okay. A lot of the people that have come to the workshop are in that same situation because I actually asked everybody, is there anybody here that has never gotten anything to grow successfully? And believe it or not,
all of them said yes.
There are plants out there for
you know,
everybody.
Chris, I have plants that I actually have a plant from 1989 that is still hardy. I have a plant that was given to Michael's father for Father's Day in 1993, and I still have that. But the way I think the reason they grow and they're still healthy is because I basically leave them alone. I don't overwater them, you know, and they get a lot of light. And once in a while, some fertilizer, what do you call it? The little pellets
she
that you add.
She pays more attention to the plant she does me.
Oh, jeez.
And yes, even I have killed things with kindness.
Yeah, it's too much.
Well, you'll keep us informed as to whether you're going to have another workshop, right?
Oh, I sure will.
And we could get the word out and let people know and send emails. Because I know that there's people out there that will certainly benefit from it. And you've got the talent to make it happen. So.
And so what should they do? Just contact Lighthouse, Chris? Contact you directly? How should they, if they would like
to? What we're going to do is as our workshops come out, we are beginning to advertise to our students through our website and through other means so that people will know that these things are happening. They don't have to guess their way through it. And something interesting that's up and coming, there's a project going on at Wekiva Springs State Park. There is a garden going in called the Serenity Garden, and that's going to be a garden for people of all disabilities, a garden that the entire population can enjoy, despite disability.
Wow.
And a lot of the plants that are going into that garden are going to be the plants that we spoke about earlier, things that can appeal to the other senses besides vision. And it's a really exciting project because when it's finished, it's going to be one of the first gardens of its kind to be completely inclusive. And
are you going to work on it?
Talking to my students about that and going out there and helping those folks that are interested to explore that.
Are you going to be part of the project?
Yes.
Awesome. That's great.
Well, we'll have to have them back.
Well, keep us informed. Let us know how it's going.
Thanks for coming
on board.
I sure
will.
Thank you, Chris,
so
much. And tell Jen I said hi.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks. Have a good night.
My pleasure. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He's
such a nice guy.
That was Chris.
Yep. Chris Sacca.
Chris Sacca from Lighthouse of Central Florida.
So if you have anybody, or if you yourself have anything to say of interest, write to Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we can talk about it. Or you can call the show and just, the phone number here is 407-894-1680. So if you are in Kansas or Philadelphia, you have something to say, open your mouth, let it happen.
Michael, speaking of flowers, I saw it today on Facebook, I think, that Philadelphia, they had a huge flower show today. But did how would they do that with all the snow?
Well, it's inside.
Maybe
probably.
Inside. I was just going to
no,
say
it
that.
Showed it outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Better them than us.
Yeah.
Trivia.
Yeah.
Trivia time. Trivia time.
407-894-1680.
All right. This is yours, Sheila.
Who is singing this song? This is from 1975, I think.
Four.
Four? Oh,
yeah,
74.
Close enough.
So who's singing this song?
I know it is. I do.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of her hand in mine. Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain. Walking hand in hand with the one I love. Ooh, how I love the rainy days and the happy way I feel inside. After a
okay, so who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
I picked it because it was supposed
already.
To be raining.
We have two callers.
Okay, who is it?
We have John calling in from Cordell, Georgia.
Well, hello, John.
And we have Wesley calling in from Delray Beach, Florida.
So who's going first?
Who's first?
I believe John. Yes, Chris has given me
so
the
who's
nod.
On the other? Who's, wait, before we say, listen to John, who's on the line beside that?
Wesley from Delray Beach.
Okay.
He follows us on Facebook.
Okay, yeah. John's first and then Wesley second. Okay.
Good evening, John. How are you?
Hey, John.
Doing all right.
Good. You know who's singing that song?
That's Neil Sedaka, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Yeah.
I played it because it was supposed to be pouring down rain, but it's not here yet.
It is up here this afternoon, but I like the saxophone solo in
oh,
that song.
Oh, me too. Me
so
too.
You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
All
get
right.
I'll get it to you.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Congratulations.
I'd like to speak to, what's his name, Wesley?
Yes.
Wesley.
Hello.
Yep.
How
hello.
You doing?
How are you?
Okay.
Were you calling about the trivia?
Yep.
Well, someone just beat you to the punch.
Well, but that's okay.
Try again.
It was Neil Sedaka.
Yep. It was. Are you a first-time caller?
Yeah.
And how long have you been listening to us?
A couple of weeks now, actually.
Awesome.
Are you a friend of Jason Goldfield's?
Yep.
I thought so.
No, Jason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Jason.
We all know
yeah,
Jason.
I know you do.
Yeah.
You're also one of my Facebook friends, too.
That's right.
Cool beans. Well, thank
keep,
you
we'll
so much for
listening.
Calling and keep
call
listening.
Call in
soon. Already.
Okay, we'll be having some other.
Well, hey, Wesley, hold on one moment, all right? Don't hang up.
Sure.
I have to send him a bracelet. We're going to be ordering the bracelet next week. Oh, I hear you, Lynn. Before you even said I hear on my back. We're ordering the bracelets next week.
We're going to break.
We've got a break. Stay tuned for Blind to Beyond.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Lynx new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Lynx program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Lynx bus tracker and the Lynx Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Lynx vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golynx.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles. Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
We're back. Yes, we are. We're back.
I love when new people call in, don't you?
Yes, mm-hmm. I do. Yes, I do. And listen, folks, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. My name, otherwise known as Michael. And listen, got something new also to tell you. We did our first demo, and you can see it on YouTube? What's it called?
With
YouTube?
YouTube.
YouTube. YouTube. Am I saying it right,
yes,
Lynn?
Yes.
YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look up Michael Golder, right? Is that how they find it?
Yeah, or you could say Michael Golder, blind radio show host. There's tag words, you know, that people would find you. But you can just try Michael Golder Radio, Michael Golder Radio host.
So in case you haven't heard,
maybe
I have an
Chris
agent.
Will try it in the back of.
I'm an agent now, and I'm going to be doing motivational speaking, and that's one of my first demos that we just put out. Hope you like it. Maybe you can give a response. Tell me what you think of it. Write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let me know what you think of it. When you look at us up, and you do Blind and Beyond, don't forget the AND, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And if, by the way, if you miss any show, you want to listen to any old shows? Same thing. Look up blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there. What, Lynn?
Oh, no. I was just asking if you were going to talk about Sonny's. I was trying to give you some sign language.
Sonny's Barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's
they
how
got
I'm
the
thinking
best
about
food.
Now I'm thinking about food. I'm
they
hungry.
They got great food at Sonny's Barbecue. Yep. I like
What's
all you can eat ribs.
What's your favorite thing there? Oh, yeah.
What? The ribs. All you can eat ribs.
They're popping up all over the place. So.
Chris.
Yes, speaking of Chris, since you mentioned Chris, Tom called and said that when he lost his sight, Chris really helped him because before that he was a landscaper. And he said due to the fact of his vision being lost, that Chris came in and was just eligible to just come right in and help him get back into the swing of things. So he just wanted to give that point of view out and say, hey, Chris, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Nice.
And you know, go forth.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you for calling back.
Yeah,
Tom.
So how'd you, by the way, how do you like Sonny's Barbecue? Because you go time all the time.
His wife loves it.
My wife loves Sonny's Barbecue. She loves it. Matter of fact, her and my daughters have a play date once a week now where they go over to Sonny's Barbecue. And I'd be mad. You know why?
Because
you don't get to go.
Because I'm here. Yeah. So, but when I do go, I like to go grab some of those mouth-watering, delicious off the chain that make you want to slap the taste out of your mouth when you take a bite off that old rib bone. Oh, my God, my Lord.
Okay. We can eat ribs.
Yeah. What does Nakia like?
She loves the pulled pork.
Oh, I like the pulled chicken.
Oh, whew.
Yeah.
And we wash it down with that delicious
sauce.
No. With the delicious, refreshing, cold, homemade iced tea.
It makes you want to have it right now, right?
Would you make a road trip?
Yeah.
Road trip. Let's get it.
Let's go, Sonny's.
We're out of here.
All right.
Yeah, I got to tell you something really funny.
You got 1 minute, I think.
1 minute?
Michael.
I got to do real fast.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe not.
I'll go on the other side of the break. I'll tell you something really funny.
Mike, your timing is off today, Mike.
We'll be right back.
It's a time change.